To endure the summer heat, Alabamans learn to slow down, go to the river, and noodle about. In Tuscaloosa, many swimming holes are no longer complete without river noodles. Melanie Peoples and her friends take their noodles to Yellow Creek.
It's hot, really hot. The kind of hot where perspiration starts to bead before the screen door slams behind you. Anyone with access to a lake, ocean, or river is there. And whether you take the running jump off the dock or the easy plop, you've got your noodle.
I don't think I'd swim without a noodle.
Scott Smith is a bona fide noodle fan.
I like to float with two noodles.
Now tell me, why two? Why not one or three?
Well, one, unfortunately, my waist size has increased over the past couple of years, now that I'm married and eating well. And one noodle just doesn't keep me afloat any longer. So two noodles floats me just right.
And unlike rafts, they never pop or have to be deflated at the end of the day. So when noodles came on the scene about 5 years ago, they were an instant hit, once everyone figured out what they were. Scott Tucker remembers their emergence.
You know, we actually saw them in a store, and we just said, what are those? So, you know, it's all these bright colors, and what do you use them for? When we came up to the river, one person had them, and then everybody said, we've got to get us some noodles. And then everybody had noodles.
They're fabulous.
That's Joan. She is a PhD, and for her, noodle usage involves a good deal of observation and pontification.
What's fun about noodles is the way that they're used differently by the genders.
Like side saddle or stride saddle?
Exactly. Any time that I've seen a male get in the water on a noodle, they automatically straddle it, and usually women will side saddle.
It's kind of like a lady thing, like a lady would never straddle her noodle.
Maybe noodles are so much fun because of their name.
I think if we called them float tubes, I don't think anybody would want to float on them.
Give me a float tube.
An engineer friend says it's just painted pipe insulation.
Yeah. I don't think anyone would say, hey, why don't you come out to the lake house? We'll float on some pipe insulation.
Well, you never know. On a day like today, they just might. The weather's hot, the water's cool, and sitting on a noodle with most of your body, but not your drink, submerged, is a good place to be. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.